Hey Potters, welcome to episode 184 of Cosplay, the podcast for all things cosplay. We are back from AllCon, guys. Yay, we made it in one piece.
Sorta, kinda. By the way, I'm Valerie. The other one over there is Amber. Say hi, Amber.
Hi, Amber.
There we go. I've been told we need to do a better job of introducing ourselves at the beginning of each episode, so I'll try to make that as a reminder.
I agree. I need to be better about that because we actually were confused at the convention for each other.
Which is hilarious. Because
no
we are nothing
whatsoever.
It made me giggle because I'm like, man, we are nothing alike.
No.
Not even close.
We are very much like polar opposites, but in the best possible way.
Yeah, like we have some similar personalities and traits, but even just by standing side by side, we look like two completely different people.
Yes, plus you're the face of the podcast and I'm like the one behind the throne. I will never sit my butt on the throne because I suck at the Game of Thrones.
Kneel before me!
Well, eventually when you have that dress finished, we can.
Heyo!
Spoilers.
It's soon! It's coming along!
But yes, we are back from AllCon. We had a fantastic time. We ran their costume contest for the first time solo this year. In other words, since it was the only costume contest, it was pretty much all us on a Saturday night for the first time. And yet, everything ran pretty much as expected, honestly.
Yeah, for our 30 minutes of work, we did a really nice, clean, and efficient job. So it's actually our fifth year doing something costume related, but it's the first year where all the costume contests have merged into one, and we have basically taken over both of them. It's been great. Yes.
So why don't we go ahead and review the costume contest portion of it, and then we can move out to the more general convention, since we were actually there for 2 days.
We don't have cosplay updates. I actually have cosplay updates.
Okay. Please feel free. I took this as part of the cosplay updates.
I gotcha. And while my cosplay update is all con related, I did do something on my Cersei dress. So, you know, cosplay updates. I'm trying to make sure we stay within the format.
I thought that was part of the cosplay updates.
No. Okay, so hang on. So my sad little cosplay updates for Cersei is just more beating. But I've gotten so much more done. Like, this is going to be almost done. Yay! And then I get to attach it to the dress. Yay! And then I get to work on embroidery. Yay! I'm actually really looking forward to that part because I won't be able to whip through the embroidery, but it'll be a lot more fun to do it because it's going to be something not so tedious and monotonous because this gets really dull after a while. It's just stringing beads into lines. Whoop-de-freaking-do. At least with the embroidery, I've got a fun pattern to work with. It's different colors. It's different types of embroidery stitches. So it'll be a lot more fun. And I can actually like stream that and have it be entertaining versus the beads. Woo! So, you know how that goes. But anyway, oh, good Lord. That's not why. Why did it do that? Please ignore me. Tech issue. The other thing that I have done and I finished up that I'm going to show you all. There we go. Present that. So this is the costume that I made for AllCon, and I got it done in time, and I wore it the day of, and it was super comfortable, and quite a lot of people figured out exactly what I was going for. It was a 30s version of Snow White. I got a lot of nice compliments on it. It was great. One person thought I was Mary Poppins, which I was okay with. Another one thought that I was Sophie from Howl's Moving Castle, which I was like, I'm okay with that too. That's a cosplay I'd like to do a couple of years down the road. But this was really nice, and I'm glad it was so well received. I actually had somebody ask me if I do the Disney Dapper Days or any of this type of stuff often, and I was like, no, this is my first time ever doing it, and I just really enjoyed it, and I want to keep making more stuff. I have other ideas for potential more Disney-bounding costumes that I want to make in the future. This is so much fun. It's kind of expanded in my realm of what cosplay can be. It's not just trying to copy a reference image or something that's in a TV show or an anime. You can just take those ideas and expand upon them and make something completely new and different. And I want to make more of that stuff now. It's so fun. So yeah, those are my cosplay updates. They were semi all con related, but I did other stuff too.
Do we have your approval to move on?
Yes, now you can move on. I'm just trying to make it consistent, that's all. I has outline.
I am so out of it right
She's
now.
She's rolling her eyes at me.
I didn't even roll my eyes. I just looked over to the side because I can't brain right now, you guys.
I can't brain. I'm okay with that.
Mostly because, unfortunately, my night at the con, as some cons go, involved the people in the rooms around me being up until 3 and 4 in the morning, slamming doors and making floors creak and talking loudly and doing all sorts of things. So I'm actually running on very little good quality sleep.
That sounds about right.
It wasn't anything in particular's fault. It was just people being people at cons.
It's usually how it goes. That's why I'm always kind of iffy and hesitant about staying in con hotels, because even when you're with an older crowd who you think would be a little bit more respectful, sometimes that's not always the case. It's ebb and flow. It depends on the con and the hotel and the size and the space.
Indeed. But let's go ahead and talk about the costume contest.
Sure.
For Saturday night. How many entries did we end up with?
28. Hang on. I got to think.
We had the one walk-in.
Which took out, so 28.
Which if you guys have been following us for a little while, you know that that is more than we've had in the last couple of years.
Yay.
So we're still on track for increasing attendance.
Yeah, we are. Very much so.
Yes. And we're very happy with the turnout. Not only did we have a lot of people turn out, but we had a lot of diverse cosplay abilities and levels and experience within the cosplayers. We had pretty much equal entries in each of our different categories, which we had 4 different categories. And it was roughly equal in each of our categories, which was really awesome too, because it gives you a good base on which to build for the future. And it also allows people to compete more within their experience group, their skills group, more fairly, so that you have more competition, which of course we fully support.
It's kind of nice to see that, because usually with our past events, we've gotten, you know, a little bit more beginners than any other category. We'll get maybe a sprinkle of intermediate, sprinkle of advanced, but it's usually like a lot of beginners, which is fine. Nothing wrong with that. But it was kind of nice to see us actually have a good amount in every single category, so we could have a nice even base even for the judges to like actually properly judge off of. So it's not like, okay, it's just a group of beginners against the advanced. It's like, okay, beginners against the advanced. Everyone was on a nice even playing field. So that was cool.
And I would like to mention also that everybody that was in the pre-judging room with us, which was a little bit cramped, but that was just mostly because of last minute scheduling issues that we had no control over. Everybody was really supportive in the room.
Oh my God.
Everybody applauded each other as they went up to pre-judging and when they left pre-judging. That was freaking awesome.
That was so incredibly nice. I really wanted to go around and be like, is there any way we can get money from the con and just give like a gift to everybody? Because they were so freaking nice. Oh my goodness. I've never experienced in the 11 years of cosplaying and the 7+ years of doing contests at this level, never experienced that before.
And not only that, but whenever people went up there for pre-judging, which typically when you go in and do pre-judging, you try and keep it a very like private experience to where it's just you and the judges and that's it. We were unfortunately all in a fairly tiny room, so everyone could hear what was said. But everybody was really respectful and quiet, and you could kind of see the wheels turning in people's heads, and they learned from listening to other people. And it's like, oh yeah, I can talk about that. I can talk about my favorite part of the costume. What was, you know, my favorite thing to learn? What was the hardest part? What obstacles did I overcome? It was so good. And it was so educational for those for whom it was their first competition and their first cosplay. And we had actually a good handful of those for whom this was literally the first time they'd ever done anything in cosplay. And they were so nervous, but they stood up there and did it and they rocked it like a pro.
You have good people. I liked it. I was so happy.
And our judges were really solid. Every single one of them, very talented. They all wore amazing costumes. They really did. It kind of had me drooling a little bit over some of the detail work
I picked good people.
Yes, they really were good people, and they did a fantastic job of judging. They were very patient, did the prejudging, added everything up. It was great. And asked all the right questions, too.
They did, yeah. They had very thoughtful, very considerate questions and some things that make me maybe want to tweak a little bit of the rules in the future, but not like super extreme amount. And all of them have even said to me that they really appreciate how we ran the contest, that we were efficient, that we were thorough, we had everything ready for them. A couple of times they came up to ask me, "Hey, is there anything we can do to help?" And we're like, "Nope, we're good. You just sit back down, you do judging, we got everything else covered."
I mean, Val was so good, she even had a printout of the rules list on the judges' table along with an explanation sheet for the scoring. It was so. Like, Val pretty much did everything. I was just kind of along for the ride. I was the tech pit. That was it.
Roller coaster man. Or
Roller coaster or Segway?
both. Wait, there's roller
Roll.
coasters that are like this.
Okay. I'll take your word for it.
I don't really ride those roller coasters, but I have seen said roller coasters. They look very
I
scary.
can't ride them anymore.
They terrify me, so nope. Magic Mountain's probably going to give me a heart attack, but I'll totally do that one.
At any rate, we did the best that we could with the rooms and the times that we had. All of the cosplayers were really patient. You could tell they were kind of anxious. Especially when lining up, because we did everything so efficiently that we were early before the contest. We had everybody lined up, and that's something that we'll probably look at for next year, is not having everybody stand around for so long. But once everybody was in place and we actually started the thing, the audience was great. They applauded every single person for multiple poses. They applauded each time the cosplayer stood in a pose,
Yep.
which was great. And they cheered and they hooted. And there was just an energy that you could feel in the room. The entire room was full. The picture that Val is actually showing right now on the screen doesn't even show everyone that was in the room.
Yeah, this was just before everybody else filled in. This was maybe like 10 minutes before the show began.
It was standing room only.
Yeah, it was great.
And we actually recorded off to the side because there really wasn't any additional space to put the camcorder.
I'm going to go ahead and flip on over to our winners and the judges on our side. Yeah, and if you guys are interested in watching the contest, if you couldn't be there, I already have the video edited and up. It's on our Facebook page as well as our YouTube channel. You can't miss it. It'll be the very first post.
And all of the winners, actually, all of the cosplayers put their heart and soul into these. They did great work. Every single one of them did great work. And we've seen all of them up close, so we can say this. So we're really proud of every single cosplayer that entered. And we're sorry that we don't have, more prizes to give to more people.
Yeah, that's always the big bummer is like you want to give out so many prizes and show off so many things and you're just like, this is our budget, this is what we've got to work with. You make do with the best that we can. But having said this is probably actually a really good segue. Another big, huge, humongous thank you to Ijen from Cosplay in America, because he donated a book to us last minute. And we were thrilled to give that away at the contest. We were not expecting it. We didn't ask that of him. He was just like, "Here you go." And I was like, "Seriously? Okay." So we had one to give away at the contest, and I was really happy to give one away. And we actually got a second one from him, that we will give away on the show. And this one is a limited edition Kickstarter backer version only. So they only printed 1,000 of these, and only those who backed the project on Kickstarter got a copy of it. I got a copy of these too. And oh, hey, this is one of our judges on the cover. Hey. So we'll be giving this away on the podcast as well in the sometime near or distant future.
We were really glad to see him at the convention. He doesn't get near enough exposure for all the work he does.
He's also a blast to talk to as well, because he's already got ideas for his next book and what he wants to do, like even like 20 years down the road. I was like, wow, man.
Long term.
Long-term thinking. Gotta think those long-term thoughts.
Let me just get through the end of this year, thanks. But all in all, tech difficulties aside, I would say that that was probably as successful as it could have been. We had everything done, including the scoring break in an hour, which, given that there were 28 contestants, is still really good timing. And the vast majority of the audience stayed put. Thank you to the audience members, because as a cosplayer, it can be kind of disheartening to come back and only see a handful of people in the audience to see everyone get their awards. So we were really happy that not only did the cosplayer stay, but the audience stayed as well and cheered everybody.
That's
Yay.
why, yeah, no, that's why I try really hard to come up with something for the halftime show that would kind of keep butts in the seat. That's why I was like, maybe we should do the sing-along thing again this year. Unfortunately, the projector got taken out of the room, so we couldn't really play the video and the lyrics. That's okay, something to talk about and fix for next year. But I was nice to see after coming back in with the judges that it was like, there's still a lot of butts in the seat. Okay, good. That means they stayed around and people were still singing when I got back on stage, and I was like, let's not cut the music quite yet. Let's let it play through the end of the song.
I watched the mouths in the audience and I could tell which songs people knew and which ones they didn't. Because
Yeah,
there were a handful of people singing.
I think if the first song, if we actually had the projector going with that one's a very visual song. I think that would have worked. The same one with the Comic-Con one that you selected, that's a very visual song. I think if they saw that, they would have enjoyed it more.
Everybody sang with Mulan.
Yeah, well, of course.
The whole room.
Allie has said that the fun music was a good choice, so yay.
That was all Val. My only contribution was the Comic-Con song.
Tried to make the rest of them work, but they weren't quite fitting in. Now I'm kind of glad that I did the sing-alongs, because now that the projector wasn't there, that would have been a big oh no.
Yeah, I promise I did like contribute towards
She did.
the halftime show. Just we ended up not using those videos, which was actually for the better since we didn't have a projector because the things that I had chosen were almost entirely visual.
Because they were more like cosplay music videos. And what's funny is, like, maybe one song after the last one that we had played before we turned off the music, that's when some of those started kicking in. So we timed it pretty nicely.
That worked out really well. Yep. And certainly not least, but lastly, we would like to sincerely thank Alcon for having us back, for allowing us to do this again, and for giving us all of the support that we've had. And I know it sounds really cliche when we say this sort of thing, but in all seriousness, with the convention and the people that helped us, our helpers at the con, we literally could not have done this. Because it's a bunch of work before the con, but it's also a bunch of work at the con to actually make it happen. So big thank you to the convention itself and to the helpers that helped us out on the stage and in the room.
So I was saying this to Amber beforehand. We do so much work before and during just for 31 minutes of the contest, which is not live for you guys to see. So it's a lot of work for those 31 minutes, but just sitting there and seeing all the smiles, getting everyone's great reaction afterwards is just amazing. It always makes me so happy. And we had people coming up to us afterwards saying that they were really happy with how the contest went, and they were really happy with how well we integrated the costume contest into the cosplay contest content. So they didn't feel like, that we completely ignored the history and the legacy of the costume contest. We wanted to make sure that that was still very much alive and vibrant. So that was really, really nice to hear.
Yeah, we're very keenly aware of where we've come from and what standard we kind of have to hold ourselves to. And we try our best to hold ourselves to that really high standard because we want everybody to have a good time, but also to have a fair competition.
And I think that we did a good job. Judges had a hard choice. They had a really hard choice this year. We had a lot of great entries.
Several hard
Just
choices.
trying to figure out the audience favorite was really, really hard. It got to the point of, because so many of the people who won the major categories were in the running for audience favorite, so it was just like, let's get these figured out first. That was rough.
I actually was taking notes as the contestants were coming up on stage, and I was noting all the people that got large amounts of applause. And even then, I had like a handful of names on my note because you'd have one that had a lot of applause compared to the others around it. And then somebody else would get a ton of applause. But because they weren't side by side, I couldn't tell who had gotten more applause. And then there were some that just simply had really big audience reactions that weren't necessarily applause at all.
It was just a lot of hoots and hollerings, which is basically what we ask for.
Or sheer terror in one case. I actually noted the audience reaction on that one.
Yeah, that she was in the running too, because that was, it got such a huge reaction from people. And it, and that's kind of the importance of when we go through our presentation with the contestants, we tell people, hey, act in character, because that makes the difference. That can be the 1 point difference between you getting an award and you not getting an award. It really can be just that close.
And we actually had a specific award for best performance because somebody like rocked that stage and we felt like we wanted to reward them.
Well, not us, the judges.
Well, yes. Us, I mean the contest.
Gotcha. Okay. The universal we, the kingly yes. We.
I don't know if I want to be the royal we with Game of Thrones and the way that's going. But yes, in general, we do try and reward people who really take that risk and put themselves out there and leave it all on the stage, because we sincerely appreciate that. It not only energizes the audience, but your fellow cosplayers who are watching you do it. Oh, it was so good. I watched that. I actually made special note of that one, too.
It was a good time.
It does the heart good.
It really does.
Things like that. Just in general, the whole contest, it really just makes the heart feel good.
It's always a lot of work and it's tiring afterwards, and I'm sure I'll still be feeling it for the next 2 weeks or so, but it still makes me smile, and that it's worth all of it. It's worth it.
Indeed. And basically after we were done and we had, you know, thanked our judges, made sure that they knew how much we appreciated them, we went home and collapsed.
It was just getting out of costume, eating, and yes. Then just promptly collapsing. No.
Yes. Food was very important at that point.
I needed a full-fledged meal. Yeah.
I did too, and promptly went out and got one. So, unfortunately, I had a migraine afterward.
Oh, great. That's helpful.
Mm. It was just like, oh, okay. Yeah, we're doing this. Stuff happens at cons, guys. There's only so much you can really do with it.
Since I've done this enough times, I've gotten to the point where I realize, okay, I need to take at least 2 Tylenol or 2 aspirin before the show begins, so that way I can kind of stave off that headache and that migraine, because it's going to happen. But if I can stop it from happening, now I've learned to always have 2 Tylenol handy before the show begins. The things you learn afterward.
We're still learning, too.
Yeah. It's a process.
But I wanted to make a special mention, because I actually stayed at the con and came back Sunday morning. And after I chatted up just with some friends, you know, say my goodbyes and such, I actually went to Jackie Craft's panel.
Oh, good.
On creating patterns and kind of the techniques and the technical bits behind it. And I wanted to kind of make a special note on this, that if you have the chance to go see her in person, if she's a guest at a local con to you, please go see her. I highly, highly recommend it. She's very genuine in person. She's very thoughtful. She's very helpful. She wants you to succeed, and she has no problems talking shop. You ask her a question, she will tell you what you need to know and what you want to know, which may or may not be the same thing. I ended up being the hand model for her to do her pattern making on.
Oh, nice.
So it was kind of neat to see the way that she did things, because oddly enough, she does not like darts. And she has specifically gone to lengths to make her patterns not use them.
That's scary.
And part of the reason for that is she said that people tend not to have as much success with them.
Which is true. Darts are very difficult.
That if you want to make oddly shaped pieces fit together, it's easier to do it in long strips that you make lay flat via different methods instead of cutting darts and having it be all one larger piece.
Hmm.
And when she started cutting up the duct tape pattern that she had made on my forearm, you could definitely see why. And she actually showed us both ways, with darts and without darts. And I was actually really impressed by her as a panelist. She does remind me a great deal of her mentor, Evil Ted, and she will happily tell you this. And so I really hope that they invite either her or Evil Ted, or, win the lotto both, to come back next year, because I think they're a really great addition to the con and they have a lot more to teach. So highly recommended. I did stay for the whole panel. It actually ended up going a little bit long and I had to leave to go get food because I started feeling a little lightheaded, but very happy with that. I did not record it, you guys, unfortunately. I'm really sorry. It was actually held in a fairly low-lit theater, and so even the recording equipment I had would not have been very suitable. But that's okay, because I can always write about it if you guys are interested. A lot of what she said is actually on her blog. But it was very cool. And incidentally, if you guys want to go and get her pattern, I want to say it's Simplicity or McCall. I forget which of the big two, but she does have an armor pattern out that is for purchase, as well as patterns on her website. I actually am planning on going to get one of her sets of patterns.
All right. So for the rest of the convention, I know I had like a very brief amount of time walking around on Friday, oh so brief, like to the point of going in to check signups and then doing a quick turn in the Artemis simulation and then having to go back home and go to work because that's how my life has been lately. So I didn't get a whole lot of chance to do much of anything. And then for Saturday, other than taking a spin through the dealer's room and of course having to get my man-made soap, as is required by law at all con. And then just seeing some of the artist vendors, I didn't get a whole lot of opportunity to do much this year. But there's one thing that I definitely want to echo that a mutual friend of ours said is that AllCon is definitely in a convention where you need stuff to do to be relevant. So you have like the Star Trek simulation, you had the Alice in Wonderland escape room, you had the Harry Potter sorting hat. You know, all of those type of fun things are what help keep AllCon really interesting and entertaining. And I really wish I had the time to do the Alice in Wonderland escape room. The people who went through it said that they had a great time. I think that would have been a lot of fun if I had the ability and the time to do so, but they didn't. But it seems like people were really having fun with their burlesque shows, with the drag events and the drag panels, which one of our mutual friends was on that too. And I think that they have a lot of potential to really grow and do more of those type events. And I hope that they keep doing it. They probably need a slightly larger space to do so, but that's okay.
That's okay. They will have plenty of ideas for next year.
I'm sure that they will. And while we keep talking, I'm going to go ahead and keep screen sharing. And yay, there we go. So we can kind of go through some of the photos that I was able to take
The
on
Funko Pop
Saturday.
wall.
Which is so weird to me to see this because this is not conventional of all cons. So just having like a booth of just Funko Pops, I was just mesmerized by it. And I don't like Funko Pops. And I was just like, wow, there's a giant wall of
They had a bunch of figurines at that booth. I will congratulate AllCon this year, at least in my own opinion. I'm not speaking for Val, just for me. They had a really good selection of vendors this year, a really
They did.
solid variety that sold different things than in past years. Things like Funko Pops. They actually had a vendor in there that sold prop replicas that not 3D printed, like they actually custom make them for you. I thought that was really cool. They had a vendor in there that sold scented candles and body sprays instead of, only having man-made soap, which nothing against man-made soap. I love them to death. I actually got a birthday present from them from one of our mutual friends, for which I am very grateful. I love man-made
Cool.
soap. But it was nice to have another vendor that had additional merchandise to complement them. They had everything from laser engraved plates to custom 3D printing services. They had a couple of different geeky textile vendors, so you could get things like messenger bags, pillows, scarves, headbands, that sort of thing. So there was just a bunch of stuff to choose from.
And of course, Artemis simulation. Of course, I had to take photos. I really like the selfie wall that they put up.
Which, for those who don't know what Artemis is.
Oh, it is a Star Trek-based simulator where you basically pilot your own ship and you are officially in the Star Trek universe. You do away missions, you help out, you blow up some Romulans, and then all is good. If you want to blow up the Romulans, there's me in front of the selfie wall. There you go. It was a
She's got a
thing.
starship.
And then some of the cosplays that we saw, this immediately made me giggle because this was, I remember when episode 7 came out, and this was one of the very first memes that I saw of it. So to have somebody actually cosplaying the meme, I was like, I'm done. This is the best thing I've ever seen. And then another more of the cosplays. I wish I had time to actually get more photos and actually had my proper camera with me, but I knew we'd be so busy. It'd be kind of silly for me to pack it, so I opted to not pack it, but that's okay. And then one more. There were a lot of really cool costumes, and I wish I just had more time to see all of them, but I didn't. It is what it is. It is what it is.
There was a lot of crossplay this year.
Very much so, yeah.
More of it than in previous years, which also really kind of makes me feel good in the heart because it means people feel relaxed enough to do it. And that's actually fantastic for cosplay in general. Oh, it was all so good. It was worth, but so tired.
That's usually how it is. That's like the one thing that I appreciate is that afterwards I usually get a decent to good night's rest, and I had 6 hours of uninterrupted sleep. So for me, that's a miracle because I don't sleep well at all, if at all. But yeah, good event. I just it, because of the contest just takes up so much time and work taking up so much time, it's difficult to find a little bit of availability to actually enjoy the other stuff, but I would like to do the other stuff. So I'm hoping that, and it seems like people who did some of those things really enjoyed it. I've heard nothing but good things about this particular AllCon, so that's great.
And we know that they will be back, although not necessarily at this hotel. They will announce that soon enough, but they will be back next year.
That's not to say we have any idea what they're doing because we have no clue what they're doing.
No. We're not privy to anything. We don't even know if we'll be back hosting the contest next year. That's for them to decide. And of course, we will happily await word along with the rest of you guys.
So if you enjoyed the contest, tell and that you want us to come back so we can come back. Was that subtle enough?
Yes, bear in mind this is on a year-by-year basis. We don't have a contract with them, so they have to ask us back every year. So we need your guys' help.
Ah, all right, I'm good. Like my energy level has completely dropped. I'm just like, okay, and I'm good.
I'm still just kind of on a gentle high because I admit that like Jackie Craft inspires me. And so
That's cool.
I'm kind of fangirling a little that I got to be a hand model in that panel and like actually watch one of my prop making heroes make stuff. I don't fangirl easily like that, but I was just going, oh, this is so cool. I get to see it up close and personal. Like the work being done. Because sometimes like you can just sit there and watch a master at work and be in awe, and it's just like, oh, this is so cool. Oh, this is so freaking cool. I felt the same way when I watched Evil Dead, actually. And when I watch Vulpin at work whenever he has his blogs, it's just like, oh, it's so good. So I'm just kind of, yeah. Yes. Senpai, actually, to be fair, Senpai noticed me when Firefly Path reblogged the costume that I actually wore at AllCon based on one of her patterns. That was when Senpai noticed me, and I felt so freaking good. But yes, this was pretty freaking awesome.
Yeah, I got a very brief chance to talk to her on Friday when I was running around just trying to make sure everything was working before I left. And just even those couple seconds of chatting with her, she was really nice, very cool, very down to earth. And I was like, cool, I hope we have like a free second to actually chat about things. Didn't happen on Saturday, but that's okay.
She actually ended up being incredibly busy the entire con.
Yes. She was working it and then some. Good gravy.
Yes, but she also works very closely with TNT Cosplay Supply, who was also at AllCon, who now sells kits by both her and Evil Ted. They have a helmet kit from Evil Ted, and they have a gauntlet kit from Jackie Craft. So if you want basically all the supplies that you could need, including the box cutter to make these things, TNT Cosplay Supply now sells them. So I thought that was actually really kind of nifty to just kind of have everything in a ready-made package. You know, hint, hint, anybody who sells Warbler could possibly do the same.
It's like
It
cosplay
is cosplay in a box. What's in the box?
Oh, we are not going to answer that question. There is nothing in the box as far as I'm concerned.
No, there's just cosplay supplies and instructions on how to turn it into a beautiful cosplay. And then you can literally do an unboxing. Also, I was really badly punny at the entire con.
Oh
I'm
yeah,
really,
but that,
I'm sorry.
no, don't be sorry about that, because that's usually the best stuff is when you're super punny, because then I can play off of the punniness. Because I was getting to the point where I wasn't quite exhausted, so I wasn't in dad joke territory yet, so I was still safe, but I was borderlining it.
Yeah, I made a bad joke this morning too. It's okay.
Oh good,
I get one a
yeah,
day.
you get one a day.
It's my goal in life is to make people laugh.
Doing a good job.
Yes.
You ended the show very well with it.
When I can make the entire audience groan and tell me to get out, I have succeeded.
Did a good job.
It's on camera too.
It is on camera.
Well, thankfully, I'm not on the camera. I'm just off to the side. You can hear me.
Joke is loud and clear.
Yeah, I was in the tech pit the whole time. I was running the soundboard. Which, to be fair, the same thumbnail that you guys saw last year that said "Do not touch," the sign was back this year,
Oh, of
and
course, yeah.
I totally touched. I'm
Oh, you needed
sorry.
to touch the soundboard. We couldn't have it the same levels. There was no way that was going to happen.
Sorry, Jeff. We did what we had to do.
And I don't. It's probably me, because even when I hold the microphone so far away, I come through so loud and clear. Probably because I'm just so used to projecting my voice in general that it was like, there's nothing I can do with this. I bet the thing was probably at the lowest volume possible, and I'd still be shouting through that thing. I try so hard. Oh well, it is what it is.
You can't get no satisfaction.
Nope.
All right. Anything else that you'd like to add about Alcon?
No, it was fun. Hope to do it again next year. Maybe not be as tired. We'll see what happens with
As always. All right, so we will go ahead and wrap up this episode 184 of Cospod the Podcast. For all things cosplay, we would like to thank you guys for, of course, meeting with us at AllCon. We really enjoyed meeting you guys, those of you who are there. And we also would like to thank you guys for watching the show. Of course, we highly encourage you guys to share the show and, of course, to participate in the show, including your own comments, questions, concerns, constructive criticism, and anything else that you would like to discuss, including the current cosplay that you are working on. You can find us using any of our social media, which, of course, you can find here.
This is the weird hand thing because I got nothing.
And of course, you can always email us podcast@cospod.org, where, of course, you will probably get a response from both of us. Unless it's
Because
about
we're
the cosplay contest, in which case we didn't want to confuse people by giving two responses.
So it was very efficient with one response only.
Yeah, it was much better that way. So I do apologize for not giving my response. I just didn't want to like get involved in that
It was
since
a
about,
mutual
yeah.
single response. There we go.
Yes. But at any rate, we hope that everybody who attended the con and any other cons that happened that weekend had a fantastic time. Let us know how it went. For the rest of you, we will wish you happy cosplaying and see you guys next episode in 185. Bye, everybody.
Bye, guys.